You mentioned failure, and it's the thing that fascinates me, I think, more than anything else about a professional athlete like yourself, and especially in baseball. If you have a great season, Brian, you fail to get a hit 65 to 70% of the time. How do you let it go after those failures?
I think it's a lot easier for myself and the guys that do know the Lord. And I'm being all honest with you that it is one of those things that we do deal with so much failure in this game. Like I said, that we go through slumps and everything where it just seems like all the time, you know, you're always failing, but those that can deal with the failure and stuff, the ones that succeed. And one of the biggest things with me is my faith of dealing with the failure. And if I can, you know, once I really realize that why I'm here, and even though I love this game so much and I put a lot of time and effort to try and to be the best I possibly can, at the end of the day, if I feel something, or if God tells me I'm not supposed to play baseball anymore to serve Him, then I'm all for it, to be honest with you. And once I finally realize that no matter what, at the end of the day, if I go 0-for-4 with a few strikeouts or make an error or something, and in some way I impacted someone else's life and someone else's faith and their road to salvation with God, then that's a win for me. So that's my main focus.